5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Tea Time with Auntie Debbie. How are you today or tonight? Wherever you find yourself on the time scale. It's nighttime here with me in the lovely city of Detroit. And what are we going to talk about tonight? We haven't been on in so long. I miss you guys. So hello. Hello from one part of the world to the next. So today is, it is July. I believe it's July the 14th. So it's Thursday going into Friday, I believe. We have about 30 more minutes before it's Friday. So it's 11 p.m. here on a Thursday, July 14th, 2022. And what did I want to bring to you guys today? Like I said, I haven't been on in a long time, and I missed everyone. So this is the tea for today. The tea is, when things come up, we must deal with them. In relationships, whether it be romantic relationships, work relationships, relationships that are important to us, things will come up. In other words, in an individual, things are going to come up with the individual. I had a situation recently where some things came, they just came to a head. And I'm sure one of the the natural reasons why it came to a head is because it's a full moon, okay? So the full moon always brings everything to a head. So it is a full moon as we speak. And so things are coming to a head. Things that we don't deal with, that we bury deep inside, eventually make their way to the top. You cannot continue to bury feelings, your emotions, things that have hurt you in the past, whether it be the individual that you're involved with or past relationships or things that go on around you within your family setting or even in your workplace setting. Because I think I talked about relationships for romantic as well as workplace, but family relationships are very, very important as well, because they can be very, very, and most of the time they can be very toxic. And so when the dark shadow part comes up, what we find is we go back and forth with each other. We are trying to prove our point. We're trying to be heard. And that's why we get so loud. You know, it starts off in monotone. And as we go, we're trying to get, because we want to be heard. That's number one. We want to be heard. And we want the other person to hear us. We want them to see us. And we want our feelings to be validated. So that's why these things come up, because there has been something in your past that has never or was not validated, or it was discounted. Your feelings were discounted somewhere along the line, or they weren't validated. They weren't deemed important. Or you tried to make your feelings or emotions important, and someone discounted them, like, you know, that this is not worth the time of day for me. And so you pushed those feelings down. You pushed them down. And it could be hurt or disappointment from your past that you've created, because most of the time everything that happens to us is based upon what we create. Our actions create a reaction. And so you're dealing with yourself. And so the other person is just there to give you a mirror of what's really going on with you. You're not being heard. You're not being seen. You're acting childish, or you're acting out of character. And are you really acting out of character, or is that a part of your dark character? You see, that's what people always say. Oh, they're just acting out of character. Well, no, they're just acting out of the dark part of their character. The dark part is a part of who you are. And so in relationships, we need to accept the other person's dark part. That's the making of wonderful relationships. That's the making of growth in relationships. If you can hear the other person, because they want to be heard, there's some triggers there, and they want to be heard. Number two, once you hear them, you need to validate their feelings, that their feelings are important. Now, the other person has to grow into understanding that they can't go back. I can't go back and change if I hurt you in the past. I can't go back and change that. But what I can do is go forward, making mental note that that affects you and that hurts you. That's what we call growth in a relationship. Nobody can go back and rewrite the past, but we can definitely rewrite the future. So we can accept that the person has been hurt. We can say, I hear you. I accept what has happened to you. I accept how you feel. And now I need you to accept the fact that I was not in my best quality state at that time. And that's why my reaction to you at that time was not a good reaction. And vice versa. So those things, like I said, come up for us to deal with. They happen for growth purposes. Now, if you are in a relationship and there's no growth, then you're not in a real relationship. You in some sidecar stuff. You know, a real relationship is about growing together, developing together, helping each other become the best version of themselves. That's what you get into a relationship for. At least that's a part of it. To help each other to grow and to become the best version of themselves. That's what a lot of my teachers have taught me over the years. Unfortunately, so many times I haven't applied all this information, but I did get a revelation tonight, and it came up. I was reading in Science of the Mind about relationships are just mirrors to make you better. If you're in a good relationship, you're going to hold up the mirror for the other person because you love that other person. If you don't love somebody, then it wouldn't affect you. It wouldn't bother you. You wouldn't care. So there is something there. And so these mirrors are held up so that the other person can see themselves. Now, a lot of times what happens is one of the persons will want the other hold up a mirror for the other person. But that might not be their time. It's your time. You know, that happened with me not too long ago. It was my time to look at me. So this person, you know, my loved one, he held up the mirror and I saw some things about myself and I was like, oh my God, let me explain this and let me let you know I hear you and let me dive deep into what is taking place and what's going on so you understand where I'm coming from and you'll understand. So then that's the next key. The other person has to understand that this is just another part of her or him. And if you love one part, you got to love the other part. You might not like it, but you got to love it. And if you can't love it over liking it, then there has to be a discussion about, well, are we going to continue in this relationship? Because there's going to be other times, other instances where something's going to come up. You can't live in this world without things coming up that we don't like, but we love that person. And it's not a time to pull away. That was one of the things that I was trying to convey to my loved one, that this is not the time to pull away. This is time to pull closer, because I can't see the mirror if the mirror is on the other side of the room. I can only see it if it's right in front of me. So if you take the mirror away, then I can't make any adjustments and you can't see me fixing myself because you're on the other side of the room. You got the mirror, you took the mirror down. So we have to be mindful of that. In family relationships and family dynamics, that's more of a respect. We have to respect that, yes, we're from the same family, but we have different points of views, different mindsets, because we're individuals. We're not trying to come together as a unit. We came to the planet as a unit, but we are to separate and become other individuals in this world, but we can come back together as a family to celebrate that we came into this planet as a unit. And then in our workforce, in the workforce, we have to have language and we have to have mediation between individuals. We're subordinates and supervisors. We have to have mediation. That's where we get unions from. We have to have somebody to go between to be able to communicate. And then we have to have written information where we can write down what is taking place that needs to be adjusted in those workplace relationships. So what I just want you guys to walk away with tonight on this full moon, walk away with letting things lean in to things that come up. That's very difficult. Just lean into it. And if you love the individual that you're with, then you will let them lean into it as well. So this lesson for tonight is for everyone that's listening. That we're going to lean into our shadows. We're going to lean into our dark parts. And we're going to let those things come up so they can be corrected. So that we can grow and develop and be the best version of ourselves. And we're going to allow our loved ones to grow and develop and be the best version of themselves. Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to advance each other on the planet. That's what we're here to do, advance each other on the planet. And so that's what relationships are about. We relate to the individual so that we can have harmonious times here on this planet. And when things are not harmonious, we need to address them, look at them, correct them, and send them on their way. So that's my time, and that's over my dime, because I went over my 10 minutes. So that's my time and that's my over dime tonight. From Auntie Debbie, this is the tea for Friday night tea time. You have a lovely weekend and I will talk to you next week. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Sprinkle, sprinkle, balloons, popsicles and candy. Love you.